This is Northwest News from 88.5 KNKX. Link Light Rail is the largest part of Sound Transit 3, the regional transportation plan on the ballot in Pierce, King, and Snohomish counties. 88.5's Simone Alisea has been riding the track of rail we do have, and in the second part of our series, Sound Transit 3, the $54 billion question, she tells us why the agency is so focused on light rail.
Right now, the University of Washington is as far north as I can go on light rail. But if ST3 passes, Sound Transit plans to build light rail out to Everett by 2036. Now, obviously, Everett isn't the only city getting light rail under ST3. Keep in mind the map with the long north-south body and the four shorter arms to the east and west. But I bring it up because it's an interesting example in the light rail debate.
Next stop, Westlake Station.
Snohomish County is the least populous of the three counties voting on ST3. ST3 critics have said that light rail tends to work best in densely populated areas from a cost-benefit perspective. Remember that ST3 is dealing with three types of taxes, and you need people to pay those. Basically, it's really expensive to build light rail. Most of that $54 billion is for rail construction we wouldn't see until after 2025. You need a lot of materials, you have to hire a lot of people, and in this region, tunneling and rebuilding all that infrastructure is really hard.
Make room for other riders.
Part of Sound Transit's thinking is that light rail is more efficient. They can move more people by train than they can by bus or by car. They're saying it's the consistency and efficiency that makes light rail worth it. The counterargument goes that maybe a place as dense as Seattle can reach a critical mass of ridership to justify the cost, but some of these other areas maybe can't. With a price tag like this, that's definitely something for voters to consider. Which brings me back to Snohomish County. Back in March, when Sound Transit unveiled the first iteration of this plan, the Linwood to Everett leg wasn't scheduled to open until 2041. But leaders there said they wanted to accelerate the timeline. They wanted rail sooner. Their point, and the other part of Sound Transit's argument, is that you shouldn't think of these areas in isolation. These leaders argue that Everett has a lot to offer the region, and they want to be connected to any transit system that's going to move people efficiently through the whole region.
Next stop, University of Washington Station.
Light rail is the core of ST3, but that's not all it covers. Tomorrow, I'm going to head east over Lake Washington to talk about bus rapid transit. Simone Alisea, 88.5 News.